Jesus, a new covenant, a message to ACIM and non-dual students, chapter 16. Infinite light is always calling you home to see that you are home. No expectations, nothing to do or change. I need do nothing. Yet the ego is always doing something that is nothing. This is a burial ground, pretending that life is form, pretending that you have some function in form. You are beyond form. Now it is time to look before form began. All the blessings before form began, before the tiny mad idea, before the objection to timeless infinite being. Pretending not to be itself as it is, perfect, whole, and complete. Pretending not to be of the Father, insisting it is not of the Father. How can this be? Insisting you are not of God, when there is only God. You believe in time, yet you never question, what is time? Is this known or is this an idea? You believe in death, yet you do not question, what is death? You desire endings and beginnings. You love these experiences more than being as you are, already total love. You want to love and hate experience. Make an experience and then hate it to deny that you made it. The wheel of samsara. Suffer more and blame God. Yet you want this experience. To be a victim and to be a victimizer in endless cycles. A vast wasteland of repeating cycles of denying true identity. All experience to deny peace is already here. All experiences to swear that God has stolen eternal life from you and leaves you damned. Determined to protect the darkest and deepest corners of your mind, knowing it cannot bring you happiness, yet determined to experience it all, because you know that you cannot die. Yet you suffer, complain, and toil, resentful for what you have made. Beloved, there is only all in. For what you withhold from the light of truth, you only withhold from yourself. You are the kingdom of heaven, unless you deny that you are. I have offered here a means to quickly see that you have all the power granted to you by heaven to drop the chains and take your rightful place. Yet you must not hold back, because if you do, you are agreeing that you are weak, that what you have created can harm you. You are agreeing with your own delusions. This is a collaboration with what cannot be, kicking and yelling that you will be punished, denied, all when it is only up to you. It has only all been up to you to look carefully before time began to see that time cannot be without you. Time may seem to change, but it cannot change without you. Time cannot be known without the timeless. What is relative cannot be known without what is beyond relative. Would it not be easier, then, just to accept who you are, to celebrate that you are not some weak, perishable object subject to the sands of time? Infinite light, as it is, everything pure, and reflecting the magnificence of all the love the Father has bestowed upon you.